Hey folks, Puppy here, and welcome, truly welcome, to The Spotlight, episode 117. The Spotlight has been a staple in our community since 2010, when Asia picked up a microphone and decided it was time to put a spotlight on music in the furry fandom. Since The Spotlight's return in 2014, we've had some iconic voices, and with the departure of one such iconic voice, Jaden, we're looking for another to fill the spot. Here's a puppy promise. So long as there's artists putting out music in this big old fandom, I'll be here, ready to organize the spotlight, ready to chronicle the passing of time and music in the furry fandom. The music we're listening to now in the background is Warsaw Rhapsody, a paraphrase of an Obscura Musica piece from a satirical news broadcast in Poland, circulated nearly 40 years ago. In 1986. Now, how Dag Tilke learned of it is anyone's guess. The song Warsaw Rhapsody is old world blues, is finding a tarnished coin in the ground and polishing it until it glitters. Vaporwave originated as an ironic offshoot of chillwave, but has since gone on to entrench itself in its own unique style and aesthetic. Towards Tippecanoe is a perfect addition to a genre rarely posted to furry musicians, and what I'd love to hear more of in the future. This one was from Seem Siamalone's newest album, Rezo. On each precipice before the drop, you simply don't know what to expect from Brom Lee's piece, Duality. Will it be a restrained bass and kick, a looping piano, or a tail-wagging electronic jump and shuffle? What's special about this one, though, is despite its varied drops, each transitionary bridge that follows takes a bit from what came before to dictate what's ahead. It's a trip, though what kind of trip is up to the listener's discretion. So perk your ears, take a listen, and find out what kind of journey it is for you. If there's one surefire love letter to an artist, it's imitation. Imitation means what you've made, in this case, what you've composed, has inspired someone so deeply that they go on to partake in the spontaneity of creation. Tytolus said that they were inspired by Japanese composer Kiiki Kobayashi to make what you folks are listening to now. To my ears, it's about soaring. It's about diving up through the cloud cover and into the great blue and beyond. And who better to give you that experience than a dragon? For today's feature, Yuka Wolfo wanted to capture a time from their past with an orchestral ensemble, a song about unquenchable curiosity and youth, themes which were reminisced on over a recent visit to the hospital. When I was young, my friend and I would lose ourselves in the forest fenced in by our neighborhood, and there act out tales of werewolves and witches, secret societies and pursuers. It was an incredibly formative time in my young life, and no doubt the foundation of my novelist career. To Yuka, I want to thank you for bringing me back to that time so long ago. There's a reason you keep popping up in our spotlights, Wolfie. And that's this week's feature. As I said in the beginning, we're looking for another host to join Yango with Running the Spotlights. In the description of this video, you'll find a link to the journal that explains exactly how you can do that and what to expect. This is Puppy, signing off.